Early last Sunday morning, I was out, about 10 to 7. Still dark, Sunday, it was quiet in the local park. And as I wandered up to the entrance where I come into an enclosed area here behind some gates, a guy was stretching on a bench, his legs, athletic look about him. Had grey hair, more hair than me. But anyway, as I looked at him with envy, and I said good morning and tried to be nice, and we were chatting, and fascinating. I was coming out in kind of a mixed mood in terms of your motivation. Some days you wake up looking backwards rather than forward, remembering what I had and what I lost rather than what I have and what's going forward for me. And I was talking to this guy, and I explained to him how envious I was. He said, because I had a stroke and I can walk now, but thoughts of running would really float my boat, but I can't do it anymore. Go for a nice 8, 9, 10K, feeling fit, nice pleasant mild winter temperatures here. Anyway, he said to me, to puncture my bowl, he said, don't worry about it, I had a stroke 10 years ago, at 43. And here I am running 20 kilometers a day, 5 days a week. Now, that's beyond me, even when I'm before the stroke. And his name was Mick Bolger. He had done Ironman, loads of athletics, still does it, runs around cross country. And he runs a 20 kilometer circuit, as I say, 5 days a week, takes one day off. Looked as fit as a fiddle. And he recovered completely from stroke. Now, he had a couple of balance issues, he said, on the right side. His arms work, he's back to work. He's an electrical contractor by trade, profession. And he's able to drive and walk around and do all his bits and bobs. His speech is perfect. Mine isn't. But absolutely the biggest, I mean, I've never met Mr. Motivator, but geez, Mick Bolger was Mr. Motivator for me, because he set a target for me not to go back and run 20 kilometers, maybe run one day, but he showed me what was possible. It took him up to 2 years to regain everything he had to be able to run again at the fitness level he had and so on. But man, oh man, it really got me going and said, you know, everything is possible if you put your mind to it. You can go two ways after a stroke. One is sit on the couch, eat chips and beer. Or try the other way, walk in, keep fit, mind your diet, look after yourself with medication and keep getting the fitness, balance, energy back. And thankfully, I'm getting that back on the right side. So I've got physio tomorrow and I've got my mojo back up again.